We go to Los Angeles right now because, boy, there's some interesting facets in this thing that we haven't even talked about, to talk to attorney Steve Mendel about the fallout from this and what happens with the family, what happens with the wife, the estranged wife. Steve, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks, Kate. It's great to be on.
So, first of all, you're there in Los Angeles. I mean, this has exploded all over the place. You know, I said to Jamal Crawford, who's really the sixth man, obviously, for the Clippers heading into the series, how exciting it is for the Clippers to finally be the team in L.A. because they didn't have to worry about the Lakers. They weren't in the playoffs. And now they're not the team. They are the focus of what everybody is talking about. You're there on the ground. I mean, is this all the chit-chat? I mean, is this pretty much what everybody's talking about if they're grabbing something over at Kate Mandolini's or anywhere in that town?
Well, I can tell you right now, it is clearly the talk of the town, and we love sports controversies in Los Angeles. Many of your listeners may have remembered the story about the Los Angeles Dodgers and the infamous McCourt divorce, where the McCourt's arm wrestled over control of the Dodgers for years. Millions of dollars got spent in attorney fees. I think on each side they probably spent $30 million on each side. Ultimately, they lost the Dodgers, but even when you lose the Dodgers, if you get paid $2 billion for the Dodgers, it's not much of a loss.
Yeah, no kidding. So in the case of this, the Los Angeles Clippers and the family and really the wife, what some people are starting to realize is that there's a lawsuit going on. There's a lawsuit that was filed. His wife, Rochelle Sterling, filed against the girlfriend, mistress, whatever you want to call her, Vanessa Stiviano, back in March, and was upset, obviously, about all the cars and the condo that he had bought the girlfriend and all that kind of stuff. And I think, you know this, being a family lawyer, hell hath no fury like a wife scorned. So what impact will the lawsuit and Sterling's ban have on the marital community property assets of Shelley and Donald Sterling in the end?
Well, I got to tell you, there's so many very interesting stories. So let's start with the first story that you just mentioned, which is, how does this impact everything? So the very first thing you got to say to yourself is, well, what is Shelley Sterling, Mrs. Sterling, going to do right now? Well, clearly, she is going to distance herself from her husband. She is going to get as far away from him as humanly possible. He's banned from basketball for life. So She's going to distance herself. And as soon as she gets herself clear of him, you bet that you're going to see some emergency filings in the Los Angeles Superior Court where she's going to say, my husband's banned from basketball for life. This is a community property asset. I own it with my husband equally, and I want to control it. And unlike the case of the McCourts, where she wasn't able to control the Dodgers, this is a totally different animal. And it's really likely Shelley Sterling's going to be the one running the Clippers as soon as she can get herself into court and ask for an order.
Yeah, it'd be interesting, too, because if she ends up running the Clippers, then, I mean, and this is a legal matter, too, I guess. You have to wonder what the NBA is thinking, because the owners could have a vote. Would they... I mean, this is just you and I talking. I don't know, throwing the legal stuff aside. Do you think they would keep her in place for a while or no? It's just let's get out of the whole Sterling mess.
Well, you never know. Just look at the, Los Angeles, our sports teams, we just got story after story, right? We had the Rams, and essentially when the Rams owner's wife took over control of the Rams, they just left her in control of the Rams. And, that's a possibility here. If she can get herself clear enough of Donald Sterling, you got to believe, I mean, the Sterlings have owned the Clippers. They're the longest single-owned basketball franchise right now. And so you got to believe that the owners are going to be sympathetic about trying to boot them out of the basketball arena if she can distance herself from her husband. So, and the fans are going to be forgiving, right? Because she's the one who's been abused and taken advantage of in this situation. So she could come out clean, come to court, and demand that she gets control of the Clippers. You never know what's going to happen. Basketball may look at it differently, and the fans may look at it differently as long as Donald Sterling isn't sitting in the seats.
See, and what's interesting here is, and you know this as a lawyer, is the difference between community and separate property. So I guess the California, et cetera, this would be community property, right? The asset?
Well, in this particular case, it's pretty clear that it's going to be community property. The Sterlings were married in the 50s, I think 1957. So probably everything that they own is community property. Now, it's possible that they could have done something called a postnup, which is postmarital agreement, which is what we had in the McCourt case, but highly unlikely. So, you know, it's probably the case that, you know, everything is going to be end up being community property. She's essentially, if they got divorced, she'd be entitled to half. And, you know, the Clippers are going to be worth somewhere, you know, the trades are saying a minimum of $700 million. There's a rumor that Magic Johnson's already got a group with $1 billion set aside to buy the Clippers. And then, of course, there's all these people up in Seattle where Starbucks Coffee and all those places are that are all standing around saying, we'd like to buy a team and bring it up there. And these people have no shortage of money.
Well, what you just said there, though, would be awful for Clipper fans moving the team to Seattle. You brought up Giorgio Frontieri from the Rams, and we saw what happened there. The Rams leave Los Angeles and go to St. Louis. Do you think people in L.A. would be upset if the Clippers left and became that replacement team in Seattle?
It's funny. The Clippers are one of those kind of teams like the Angels. Their fans are rabid. They love their team, and they have suffered through this, you know, the fact that Donald Sterling really hasn't put a lot of resources behind that team for a long time. And now they finally have a team that's on the national horizon. They are just absolutely rabid fans, and they will be so frustrated if the team moves. But, you know, if the owners all get together and say the team's got to get sold, then the team's going to go where it's going to go, and the fans aren't going to have much to say in it. That's why I suspect that if Shelley Sterling can separate herself far enough from her husband, and he's not allowed anywhere near the stadium by the lifetime ban, the fans may say, you know what, good enough for us. You know, she's divorcing her deadbeat husband, and, you know, it's forgive and forget, and L.A. moves on.
Yeah. We have like a minute left, so just quickly, I brought up the girlfriend and the case against her. Do you think that goes to trial?
Well, who knows? I mean, it's not a very strong case. I mean, when you have community property in California, either party can give away the community property. So between the two of them, between Donald Sterling and his wife, there's probably a good cause of action. But between the girlfriend and her, they'd have to show some kind of undue influence, and I think this is done as the precursor to the divorce, which will ultimately be filed.
Yeah, yeah. All right, it's going to be fun to watch. L.A. Attorney Steve Mindell, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Thanks, Kate.